And with that, let's jump straight into our feature. And it's a bit of a melancholy, affair, because it is in effect a goodbye to a band that has been fairly high profile in this area for a number of years, put together originally by Wyatt Granger, featuring his songwriting, but with a pretty interesting group of people playing in it. The group is called Rue Badly. And after two, were they EPs or were they mixtapes, including the Desert Days one, the band are calling it a day, because Wyatt Granger is about to leave New Mexico for the West Coast. I announced that they did, in downtown Albuquerque, they did a farewell show with some of their close friends, musical friends, and fans. But thanks to Roman Garcia, we got the real farewell, at least for now. He brought them into the Studio A with Ethan Stein assisting. And the band, I'll call them by first names, Wyatt, Kendall, Marshall, Kenny, and Mr. Mystery on bass. That's right. Rue Badly, recorded live in Studio A just earlier this week. And our introductions are coming from our lead vocalist. Next voice you will hear, that of Wyatt Granger, right here on Ear to the Ground.
Hi, this group's called Rue Badly. This song's called I Can't Feel the Rain. It was, I think, subconsciously inspired by the song I can't Stand the Rain, but it feels a lot different, so don't sue me, Ann Peebles.
Straight into the sky, thousands of eyelids inject into my eyes. Cut me open, cast my insides, deep dive in me, hit a nerve and all the don't overstuff a brain. This many children, this many dead. I can know that your man's up for an idea, gender bend. And I can't feel your pain no more, and I can't tell my see us, but our eyes never meet. Over, oh, no two-way street. Every direction, intersection of a known overstuff a hand. This many children, this many dead. I know another the way. I've an idea, gender bend, and I can't feel your pain. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was fun.
It was.
So yeah, man, how's everyone doing? How you doing, Kendall?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, let me go around the room. I guess you can't see all these handsome, young, semi-bearded faces in this room. So my name's Wyatt. I'm singing and playing guitar. On other guitar to my right is Mr. Kendi J, Boogeyman Jones, the one and only. And then we have Matt Mekelteka.
Kletchka.
Oh, it's because you're freaking... Their Instagram name always throws me off because you combine it.
M. Kletchka. Like, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, because I'll follow me on Instagram.
Matt Kletchteka. And then we got Kenny Broyles on drums.
Hello.
And we have Marshall Broyles in the booth on moral support.
Hi, Marshall.
He just gave us a peace sign. Okay. This next song, I have no idea what it's called. I had a surreal dream one night after I made this loop with my vocals, and I don't want to get into it too much because it's a weird dream, but it involved me dying, and I was like coughing up blood, and I was trying to call my parents, and I couldn't because I was just coughing up so much blood. So I was like, how am I going to say anything to them because I'm dying right now? And then I woke up, and it was just really strange, and like, I don't know. I don't really have dreams that like visceral or like real feeling, but that one was very intense. And I called my parents the next day. I was like, I'm coming to see you guys. So I don't have a name for it. So if any listeners out there have any ideas, let me know.
Should I cut my losses? Should I bide my time? I think the loss is on the bank line. Now I'm feeling lonely. You disappear. You finger painting colors of what was my biggest fear. It was my biggest fear. It was my biggest fear. The kind that rots and sings, the kind that never speaks but runs out of breath. Follow a wayward dream. I follow my dreams, but a dream of my death. Tongues keep on tied. I'm tasting iron, choke on goodbyes. To my mother, my father, my sister, the loves of my life. Oh, darling dear. Oh, darling dear. The kind that rots and sings, the kind that follow your wayward dream. I follow my dreams, but a my death.
Infinity War.
Are we actually gonna introduce this Infinity War to the good people at home? Or?
No, I'm gonna say it's the working title.
But they all working titles, so.
Yeah. All right.
Name it. Well, so the one we just did is called Joshua Tree.
Are you recording this? Okay, keep going.
Well, no, because the one we just did, that's Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
So okay. I guess we can make this the new.
That would actually be a cool name for it.
The Bleeding Joshua.
The Bleeding Joshua. Anyways, this next song I wrote while I was watching Infinity War at home because I'm just not super, I don't know, I don't pay attention when I'm like watching movies. So I was playing guitar and then this song just kind of came out. So its working title is Infinity War, but same thing, just untitled number two. If any listeners have any idea what to call this song, call me. I'll be in Portland.
Call him at his Portland number.
Call me at my new Portland number. No. I'll probably still have the same number. Okay.
You done hurt me, girl, and don't I just deserve it? You give your skirt a twirl and I'm tumbling after you. Try to keep it slow, try to keep it all in the shuffle. You make it hard not to keep an eye out for you. Ooh. Ooh. I can see the coast, but it's getting awful thinner. Don't believe in ghosts, but I'm seeing hints of you. Try to keep it all in the back of my mind, but keep reeling times I was running after you. Ooh. 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 Thank you.
just wanna beg and sing. Make it such a simple thing. Make out of the love we bring. And I could stare at you all day. And no one makes me feel that way. You're the only thing I pray for. And nothing makes me feel that gay, of course. Feeling like I got some wings. And I just wanna bake and sing. Make it such a simple thing. Make out of the love we bring. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
You're listening to Root
cool.
Badly.
Well, that was that. First take. Nailed it on the first take. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, you're listening to Root Badly, recorded live earlier this week in Studio A.
All right. So this song is off the last mixtape that I made called Desert Days, and it's called Slash and Burn. I think I did this one acoustic with Kendall in that studio. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good on it. But this one's not acoustic. Are we not men? Okay. Anyways, this is how this one goes.
Thank you. wilted like a dead willow. Set my beam ablaze and grow from ashes of my soul.
And now it's your turn to bail on us. So Rue Badly may not continue beyond an online presence of some of these songs. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play it by ear. And if something happens, and you know, I'm a kind of a prolific writer of songs. So I'll probably keep, if it's a kind of a personal song that I don't feel like sharing with a band that I'm in or whatever project I'm going to do, then it'll probably go to that. And, you know, maybe someday I'll do something with it.
So in a way, we're very privileged by these songs that we're hearing. Most of them are new.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are brand new, are the songs. And I haven't heard them yet. I've just been sort of lurking as you were playing. So these are songs that emerged from maybe the last 6 months?
Yes. All of them are from this year.
Okay. So you're leaving, and you're leaving for Portland,
uh-huh.
and there's a woman in the picture.
Yes.
This is what I understand.
She was maybe more of the spark of it, because I took a road trip to Seattle last year before mm-hmm. I connected with her, and I was thinking about moving for a while. I've always kind of wanted to go to the Northwest, and the older I've been getting, the more I've been wanting to do that soon, because, you know, your roots, you know, the older you get, the roots kind of start to grow a little bit more, the more responsibilities you have to take on. And I'm still at this age where my parents are still in good health, and I would like to be close to them when they're getting older, but they're in pretty good health right now, so I'd like to do something while I still kind of have this, you know, young freedom mm-hmm. of sorts. Because I've been here all my life, and I love New Mexico. And I you know, it'll always be a home to me.
There is no apology necessary. If you've grown up in a place and you're looking at the clock, you know, mm-hmm. it's like there's the biological clock that some people have to deal with.
Yeah.
And then there's a sort of creative or spiritual clock mm-hmm. that you got to put your feet in other sands.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely feel that lately. So that's kind of the main reason I've been wanting to go up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that sort of marks you as a musician is that you're not strictly in the rock and roll world or the Americana world, because you have this composer background, and mm-hmm. and you're always able to throw string quartets into what you're doing. Or reorchestrate stuff from form to form. So in that you're going to be out there really soon in a very at this point without a band without conspirators.
Is, mm-hmm.
Are you thinking of becoming sort of a one person recording operation?
No. No. I was thinking about this. A couple months ago, and then I had this kind of introspective realization that I would really like to be in a really good band, because I like everything that I do, but I find that I get really tired of it quick, and I get very self-conscious about things, and sometimes I feel like I don't have enough gumption to hold a artistic, you know, self-portrait. I don't know how to exactly explain it, but I feel like I would be better if I found a couple of people who have great chemistry with me, who we could build something really great together. because I don't know if it's just like I don't have enough energy to keep it, because it's a lot of stuff to do by yourself, you mm-hmm. know.
Does this explain why we have two EPs under the name Rue Badly and nothing under the name Wyatt Granger?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
And I think it stems a little from that. And I don't know. There's a, and that's what I mean, trying to craft like an image and you know, keep up social media, and I have to book gigs and, you know, schedule band rehearsals. And I'm not a very organized person. My mm-hmm. head's always kind of in the clouds. And so to me, I feel like I'd be better as part of a team where I could still get my personality out music wise, but you know, it's not all dependent on me. Mm-hmm. You know, like if the bass player doesn't show up, I have to find and train another bass player to run my songs. And the thing is I'm a bass player.
Right.
So it's always hard for me to want to hand that off to someone. So I would really rather just be in a unit that, of like-minded people that we can make something really great with. And so I'll try and keep my out.
So should we write the ad right now? That, you know, you're a vocalist and songwriter, but also you bring all this composition knowledge that mm-hmm. a lot of people working in Americana or whatever we might call it, maybe don't have.
Yeah.
So is that your ace in the hole, you think?
I would hope so. I'm also a really good bass player. And then, and I do, I feel like I just have good.
My band has left. Now it is just me. I'm going to try a loop pedal song in one take. This is one take only here at KUNM. This is a song I've never really done anything with, and I probably never will do, but I think it's a good goodbye song. So thank you to everyone in Albuquerque who's ever like listened to me and like helped me out and been friends with me. It's been a pleasure. The song's called Home.
Top of love on down these lonesome days, try and get back home, and all the seeds that I've sown, you'll know crops this year, have to head back home. Satan sings and demons moan. Fold my hands and pray to God, help me get back home. And all the things that set me free, help me believe in all good things. Ooh, 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 ooh. And all the things that lead me on the stone, the things that left me here all alone. And though I try my best to keep on, help me get back home. Help me get back home. I don't need no type of loan. Falling down these lonesome days, trying to get back home. And all the things that set me free, help me believe in all good things. Back home.
get back home. Let me get back home.
You've been listening to Rue Badly, the farewell performance recorded live in our own Studio A by Roman Garcia and Ethan Stein. That last voice from Wyatt Granger, the soon-to-depart Wyatt Granger. Joining him in the band were Kendall Boogeyman Jones, Kenny Broyles, and Matt Kletchtika. I think, and special support from Marshall Burrows in the studio. Does it for us. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.